Bosma made it clear Tuesday he recognizes the growing impact health care will have on the state budget as he introduced the new chairman of the Ways and Means Committee.
An individual that has the time, the integrity, and the knowledge to step in this key role that I've selected is Dr. Representative Tim Brown.
While Bosma acknowledged not everyone in the State House agrees with the Affordable Care Act, he stressed its implementation is something the General Assembly must deal with. IUPUI law professor David Orntlicker says the way Indiana chooses to implement the federally mandated health care exchange will significantly impact the budget.
The more control the state has, if the state retains control, the state bears more of the costs. And if it allows the federal government to run it, then the federal government will pick up the cost.
Orntlicker says the exchanges will work much like travel sites such as Expedia or Orbitz, but instead of buying plane tickets and hotels, customers will be able to compare and purchase health insurance. He says Indiana will also have to decide whether to expand its Medicaid coverage. If it does, the federal government will pay for all new Medicaid patients for the first few years, but the state would have to shoulder some of the costs starting in 2016. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Dan Goldblatt in Bloomington.